Dr. James Crumpton is his great-grandfather. Is that correct? Great-great. He's your grandpa.
That's
your grandpa. Okay, I missed the generation there. That's his grandpa. Steve Lindsay, whom I always call Kenneth. I have no explanation for that. Because I know he's Steve Lindsay. But there comes a point in your life that names don't seem to matter. They all run together.
Yeah, I agree.
And Brother Caleb has been a great blessing to me personally and to this church. And we appreciate him being here with us this week. He actually is the one that invited Brother Robert Gibson to come to our meeting, who preached when was it, Monday night, Tuesday night sometime, Wednesday night. It all runs together, see?
Amen.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I enjoy hearing Brother Gibson's story.
Amen.
God can still save old sinners, can't
he? Oh, yes.
Hey, buddy, it's good to be here tonight and appreciate the Lord.
Yeah.
And what a blessing to hear the preaching of the Word of God these days. And I don't take it lightly. And I appreciate you men of God standing and preaching. And what a blessing. What a blessing. You will take your Bibles and turn with us to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms. Tonight, Psalms chapter number 30.
Yes.
And this is where I believe the Lord have me to go.
Amen.
Psalms chapter number 30. I'll give you what the Lord's put on our heart and we'll get out of the way.
Amen, Brother Caleb.
Psalms chapter number 30. Begin reading verse number 1. The Bible says, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Amen.
We'll end our reading there and ask the Lord to help us tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you tonight. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, for a few moments as we preach the Word of God. And Lord, as the Word of God goes forth, Lord, tonight, Lord, I pray that it be a blessing and a help and an encouragement to your people in these days. Lord, if someone's sitting here amongst us tonight, don't know what it is to be born again by the grace of God, Lord, I pray that you'd speak to them as only you can. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us now. Lord, we realize our inability. We realize that we ain't nothing. And Lord, so without you, Lord, we can do nothing. So Lord, I ask you, Lord, that you'd help me. And we'll be sure to give you all the honor and all the glory. For it's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. Now here in Psalms chapter number 30, we find the Bible has a lot to say about the Lord. Amen. And what He does. And I'm glad that the Lord is still doing what He does.
Yeah.
We find here in verse number 1, the Bible talks about the Lord. Thou hast lifted me up. What a blessing tonight that I've been lifted.
Amen.
From the place I was to a new place. Not only did He lift me up, but the Bible says in verse number 2, Thou hast healed me.
Amen.
We've got people sitting here tonight that testified to the day as to how God has healed them.
Yes.
What a blessing tonight that God is still in the healing business.
Yes.
I'm glad tonight that no matter where you're at in your life, you can be at death's door and God can intervene and heal you tonight. That's my God tonight. He's a God of healing. Thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. I'm glad tonight that God can do that. Thou hast kept me alive. There's been times when I should have been dead.
Yes, sir.
And God has kept me alive.
Amen.
And we find that this amazing chapter in this Bible, and in verse number 5, the Bible says, For His anger endureth but a moment, and His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Oh, yes.
Then in verse number 11, we find the Bible says, Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. For a few moments tonight, I want to talk about from mourning to mourning. From mourning to mourning. Now we find in verse number 5, the Bible uses some words here that indicate time and what it represents to you and I. You and I, we live in what's called time.
You're right.
We cannot function outside of time.
Yes, sir. Amen.
We are not, even though we are eternal beings, we cannot comprehend eternity.
Right.
We cannot fathom the distance of eternity.
Right.
Because we are beings of time.
Yes, you're right.
And we find here in verse number 5 some words that indicate time.
Yeah, amen.
We find in verse number 5 the first word is the word moment.
Yep.
We find the next word in verse number 5 is the word life. And then we find the word night. And then we find the word mourning.
Right.
And these words represent time. Now, when you look at this word moment, we just had one.
Yeah,
just had right. Another one.
Yep.
There went another one.
Yeah, right.
Moments, they come and they go.
Right. Yeah.
They are little spaces of time.
Amen.
Isn't it a blessing to the child of God that you may be going through something, but on this side, it's just a moment.
Amen.
What a blessing that this life may just be a moment.
Yeah.
But that's what you and I, that's how we relate. That's how we understand things. That's how we live life, is by time.
Right.
We find, if you will, real quick, turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter number 5. Or Luke's Gospel, chapter number 4. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 4. And verse number 5. Now we're thinking about the word moment. In Luke's Gospel, chapter number 4, verse number 5, the Bible says, "And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time." Did you know all the devil can show you? It just takes him about a moment, and that's all he's got.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's going to take the Lord eternity to show you and I what he's got. You may be thinking the world looks all great and everything. Hey, it ain't but just a moment compared to what the Lord has for you and I as a shield. We find in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 17, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, work for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory."
Yeah, brother.
Whatever you're going to, compared to eternity, just a moment.
Yeah, brother. Amen.
But not only do we see time in this text, but go back with me to Psalms 30. Psalms chapter number 30. We've seen some time there. But then we see some changes in this verse. There are four changes.
Amen.
That I'd like to bring to your attention. We find, first of all, the Bible says, "For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life." First of all, we see a situation that changed. He was under his anger, and now he's under his favor.
Right, yeah.
Do you remember when you was under the anger of God? And how the situation changed in your life. And no longer are you under that anger, but you're under the favor of God. What a blessing for the day in my life when the situation changed. You may be here tonight and be under the anger of God.
Come on.
But God wants to change that situation so you can be under the favor of God.
Hallelujah.
Not only do we see a situation that changes, but also in verse number 5, the sound changed. We find the Bible says, "For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning."
Amen.
The sound has changed.
Amen.
I'm glad for the day in my life, and I'm not saying that you and I, as children of God, that all our problems go away. No, I ain't saying that. But I'm glad tonight, according to the Word of God, that for the child of God, the sound changes. Because you and I, in the middle of our storms, can still have joy. No matter how rough it may get, I'm glad that there can still be the joy of the Lord and the sound changes. Not only do we see the situation change, the sound changes, but we find in verse number 5, the scenery changes. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I used to be in darkness. Things didn't make sense. But after I got born again and got in the light, yeah, the world still went crazy, and everybody in the world's got, I mean, they plumb went off their rocker. Yeah. But what a blessing that you and I have got the light. Yeah. And we realize that this ain't our home. We're just passing through. Right? What a blessing that you and I have the light. This world, they don't have a clue. That's why they're all scared to death.
You're right.
Now, I ain't talking about going around licking doorknobs and nothing like that. You be real sensitive about what's going on. But I'm glad tonight that I'm not under no fear of what tomorrow may hold for me. Because I have the light. Child of God. The scenery has changed. My days are a lot brighter than they used to be. I wake up in the morning and the sound is completely different than it used to be.
That's good.
Not only do we see the situation changes, and the sound changes, and the scenery changes. We find here in verse number 5, for his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Amen.
Verse number 11.
Yes, sir.
Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dance. From mourning to mourning.
Amen.
Not only does the situation and the sound and the scenery change, but we find the spelling
change.
Now, when we spell morning, it's spelled M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. And when we spell morning, it's spelled M-O-R-N. I-N-G. We see the spelling changes. And you know how tonight to get from morning to morning. You got to get you out of the way. My friend, tonight there's a lot of people that's got problems and they're trying to fix it on their own. They've got their hands all over it. And they're trying to work it every way they can. But if they'll realize tonight, just you will get out of the way. It won't be long and your morning will be turned in the morning.
Amen. Praise God.
Personal testimony. I found myself so many times had my hands all over it, trying to fix it on my own.
Right, brother.
But it wasn't until I learned to get you out of the way and let him take care of my morning that it turned into morning.
Amen, brother.
How is it with you tonight? Are you trying to fix your problem? I'll tell you this, you can't do it.
You're right.
A lot of these older folk here, they'll say the same.
Right.
Because, be honest, everybody's tried to on their own before.
Right.
And I want to tell you tonight that he is the only one that can turn your morning into morning.
Yes, sir.
From morning. Come on. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you tonight.
Oh, God, you're good.
Lord, I pray, Lord, that you'll take these few thoughts. Lord, no doubt sitting here tonight, there's folk here that they're going through some valleys. And Lord, we've even heard testimonies of different men and women. that have went through things in their life. And what a blessing that they have testified of how they just had to let God take control. Just leave it in God's hands and give it all to God. And Lord, there may be some folk here tonight. And Lord, they're dealing with some things. And Lord, they're talking about some things that they have no control over on their own. God, I pray that you'll help them to get out of the way and let you take control. Help us now. I want to give you all the honor and all the glory. In your name we pray. Amen.
In all of the mysteries. Will this be my end? Then I heard my friend call. Hey, God's been good to us.
Hey.
I'm really grateful.
Thank you.
I was in a valley.
I was in a valley. I was sinking low. I'd slipped and fallen. I had missed the goal. Condemnation threatened, so I cried out in fear. Mercy said, forgiven. Just come and fly up here. I love the Lord.
Some of you could have seen where I come from and what the Lord did for me. Oh my goodness, you can. I'm telling you, I'm so thankful for God and what He does. Even if you walk away, there's still a place, like Brother Cody said, that you can come back to. My friend, I'm telling you, the best decision I ever made was to come home. I was out there, but my friend, they said, come home. My friend, God, give me a place to come back to, and I'm so thankful. I'm glad He loves me with a love that won't stop. So if you bear the burden of a sin-scarred life, the past mistakes and failures, they haunt you in the night, you can be forgiven, for God's word is true. Then on the wings of eagles, you can sing this tune. I love the Lord, He heard my cry, He lifted me well high, set my feet upon the mountain top.
that won't stop.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey,
yeah,
hey,
woo,
hey.
Well, glory.
Hey.
Hey.
I was standing on the banks of a river, looking out over life's troubled sea, when I saw pass this way again.
If a king owned the cattle on a thousand hills, all the wealth of this world and the things that it gives, on the key to a city with the street of pure gold, tell me what could a beggar give to be in his home? What could a beggar give to me? And what could an outcast give, one who owns everything? An old beggar could give nothing. God gave his son, his son gave his life, and the beggars go free. Like blind Bartimaeus, I sat by the way, just a beggar lost in the dark. I couldn't see the light of day, but it was sure sweet of Jesus just to pass by my way. And he gave me this brand new coat that I wear today. Tell me, what could a beggar give to a king? What could an outcast give, one who owns everything? An old beggar could give nothing, nor a poor wretch like me. Oh, but God gave his son gave his life, and the beggars go free. An old beggar could give nothing, like me. Oh, but God gave his son gave his life, and the beggars go free. Struggling through my life and the choices I have made, turning to the right and left, trying to find my way, coming to a crossroad where I caught a glimpse of him, the Savior reaching out to me with hands that bore my sin. No greater love was shown then on a cross at Calvary. Yeah. So I decided then and there. Yeah. The choice was clear to me. Yeah. That I'll take Jesus. Yeah. I'll take Jesus. I'll take Jesus. Every time. 'Cause he means more to me than this world. There's no question in my mind, I'll take Jesus every time. What if opportunity should rise up like the sun, shining down on all the promises of what I could become? Luring hands of compromise could offer wealth and fame, tempting me to turn around, denying Jesus' name. Well, I'd rather be a poor man and have riches in the truth. So without a second thought, let me tell you what I'll do. I'll take Jesus. I'll take Jesus. I'll take Jesus. World, you see, there's no question in my mind. I'll take Jesus every time, and I'll take Jesus. I'll take Jesus. I'll take Jesus every time. 'Cause He means more to me than this world. There's no question in my mind. I'll take Jesus every time. There's no question in my mind. I'll take Jesus every time. I've not always been faithful, but He has. And I've not always been graceful, but He has. I've not always been true, oh, but He's always come through. He has. Yes, He has. I tell Him I'm not strong. Yes, I am. And when I say I can't go on, He says I can. I've not loved everyone, and I've not always overcome, but He has. Yes, He has. Oh, and He has been the greatest. He has. And I can't conquer death, but oh, He has. I've been tempted by sin, and I failed the test again, but He has. Yes, He has. Oh, and He has been the greatest friend that I have ever. He has, yes, He has. Oh. melody and song. He has, yes, he has. Oh, he has, yes, he has.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey!
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless faith. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. But then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ.
Thank you, God.
No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
Thank you.
who could come from heaven and be born of a virgin? What king could die for all man's sin and be laid in a borrowed tomb? What man could raise up from the dead and ascend to heaven's throne? No one else could do what he has done. Whose love could take a ruined life and make it pure and whole? There is only one man who can set a sinner free. No one else can do what he's done for me. No one else can take the burdens from me. No one heart of stone. It took Jesus and the blood he shed on Calvary. No one else could do what he's done for me. No one else could take the burdens from me. No one else could melt this heart of stone. promised all in
Christ. Amen. Hey! Amen. Praise God. Amen. I like that.
Spoke to me one day, praise his holy name.
Yeah.
Said he died my debts to pay for my sin and shame. Through his servant here below, thus he spoke to me. I believe and now I know I have been set free.
Oh, yes, Jesus spoke to me.
I was lost. Sin's dark sin, he said he gave his life to set me free.
Oh, yes, Jesus spoke to me.
Forget the day when I heard his voice.
Yeah.
Said my sins were washed away, made my soul rejoice. It was finished, thus spoke he, I have paid it all. The sweet relief it was to me when I heard his call.
Jesus spoke to me,
I was lost. Sins are seen, he said he gave his life to set me free.
Jesus spoke to me, Jesus spoke to me.
I was blind. Now I see, I'm glad I heard my Savior speak to me. Jesus calls to you today through his word divine. Hear what Jesus has to say to your soul and mind. Cease your struggles and your strife, look to him and live. He alone can give you life, gladly he will give.
Jesus spoke to me, Jesus spoke to me.
I was lost, sin's dark sea, he said he gave his life to set me free.
Jesus spoke to me, Jesus spoke to me.
I was blind, now I see. Has to say to your soul and mind, sees your struggles and your strife, look to him. He'll only give you life like the He will give.
Jesus loved me,
Jesus loved me.
I was lost,
Jesus
like sea.
He said He gave His life to set me free.
a pavilion in Oregon. And these guys went up there and they played and sang. I don't know, on a Saturday, was it, Brother Brad? They played on like the whole day Saturday or all afternoon Saturday. How many folks do you think were there at that outdoor thing? 600 or 700.
Oh, wow.
What's the population of that town? 9,000.
Wow.
I got a reason for where I'm going with this.
Come on, Richard.
You're in a small town, you can't figure out how to get people to come to your church.
Hey.
You rent them an outdoor pavilion.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Get them to sing on Saturday. And announce regularly that they're going to be at the such and such Baptist church tomorrow.
Amen.
Yeah.
How many?
Amen.
Do you have any idea how many first time visitors you had that next day?
You're right, brother.
Over 20 first time visitors the next day.
Amen.
Some of them still there.
Amen.
Yeah. What a blessing.
I'm just saying. I mean, we're talking about trying to reach the world with the gospel, right?
Yeah, Richard. Right.
You know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything that's offended me tonight.
No.
Right.
No.
If you have, you're weird.
Yeah. Amen.
I could turn them loose and probably offend somebody.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, if you're trying to get visitors to your church,
man,
they can get more in playing and singing than you can preaching on the street.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And I'm not against preaching on the street.
Right.
We do it regularly. We go down there in front of the zoo in Houston,
yes, sir,
and preach while people are coming into the zoo.
Amen.
Sure.
And people sing and play. We're just trying to get the message out.
Amen.
Amen.
But these guys can play and sing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody will come to church the next
You're
day.
Right.
Amen.
Just to hear them
again.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. So you do it whatever works for you. I'm for it. But I'm just maybe trying to give some of you folks an idea that you're struggling getting new people into your church. You may have to put a little bait on your hook.
Yeah, they'll do it. Amen.
Quit casting that bare hook out there.
Yeah. Amen.
They don't see anything on that hook they want, because there's nothing on the hook.
Right.
You're right.
Hey.
Got to put a little bait on the hook.
Yeah.
Do whatever you believe. Whatever God leads you to do, I'm for you. But we're trying to get the word out.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen, brother.
We're trying to get it out.
Yeah, preacher.
If I wasn't so old, I'd have another preacher, but I'm wore out from this week.
Amen.
Huh? How you doing, Brother Grady?
I'm waiting for some chili.
Waiting for some chili.
Amen.
I'm going to pray and ask the blessing. We're going to dismiss. I'm going to ask these guys to just play an instrumental.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's got a lot of zip on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You heard a little zip.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm going to play an instrumental with a lot of zip on
it. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Father, you've been so good to us this week. And I thank you again for meeting with us, service after service after service. Father, folks have been in this altar all week, getting help from heaven. And I pray, Lord, they have a good time now with the food and the fellowship. And Father, as they, the visitors, as they go back home tonight or tomorrow, whenever they're heading home, I pray when they get there, they'd have a full tank.
Yes.
Lord, they'd be a blessing.
Yes.
And the overflow would be a blessing to churches all over America. And Lord, folks would realize that they've been somewhere and got them a good drink.
Yes.
And the joy of the Lord is in their heart. And I pray, Father, if there's somebody in here and they're still carrying some big burden,
come on.
I pray, Lord, you'd help them tonight.
Well, I pray.
Jesus said, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I pray, Father, you bless the food now in our fellowship. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Evangel will come to you.